Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the best novels of 2025 so far, according to The Economist. Buckle up, bookworms.
Ooh, I love a good book recommendation. What treasures have they unearthed for us?
Well, they kick things off with Beartooth by Callan Wink, a taut thriller set in the Montana backwoods. Two brothers get caught up in a risky deal with a mysterious Scotsman. Sounds intense.
Intense is good. Give me moral dilemmas and shady dealings any day. What's next?
From the wilderness to the Irish seaside, we have The Boy from the Sea by Garrett Carr. A foundling, a fishing village, and family secrets. This one promises to be a real tearjerker.
Oh, I'm a sucker for a good family drama, though I hope it's not too saccharine. I like my poignancy with a bit of bite.
Don't worry, I think you'll like this. Moving on, we have The Dream Hotel by Leila Lalami. Dystopian, Orwellian, the government monitors dreams. Sarah is detained because her subconscious poses a threat to her husband. A timely commentary on privacy in the digital age, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's like something straight out of Black Mirror, though riveting with flaws, they say. I'm intrigued, but also wary. Hit me with another.
All right, then. Flesh by David Saleh. This one traces a man's life from a youthful affair in Hungary to millionaire status in Britain and the aftermath of a tragedy. Elegant prose, apparently.
Sounds like a classic coming-of-age story, but with a twist. From Hungary to Britain, quite a journey.
Indeed. Next, we have The South by Tash Awe, the first in a planned quartet. This one follows 16-year-old Jay as he and his family move to rural Malaysia. Coming of age, rural life, first love. The usual ingredients, but hopefully with a fresh perspective.
I enjoy a good coming-of-age story as long as it's not too cliched. What else do we have?
Theft by Abdul Razak Gurnah, his first novel since winning the Nobel Prize. Three intertwined lives in Tanzania, exploring themes of love, betrayal, and societal prejudice. Sounds like a heavy hitter.
A Nobel laureate. We must pay attention. I'm always up for exploring complex themes. Okay, what's next?
Quist by Colm McCann. A journalist joins a deep-sea cable repair crew off the coast of South Africa and uncovers a mystery surrounding the mission chief. Intrigue on the high seas.
Ooh, mysterious disappearances? I'm in. That's right up my alley.
And last but certainly not least, We Do Not Part by Han Kang. A writer cares for her friend's pet bird on Jeju Island and uncovers the dark history of a suppressed uprising, described as both disquieting and entrancing.
Disquieting and entrancing? That's quite a combination. It sounds thought-provoking, a great way to round out this list.
It really is a varied selection, something for every reader, from dystopian thrillers to intimate coming-of-age stories. Thanks for joining me on this literary journey. Until next time, happy reading, everyone.
Goodbye.